Just to let you know, I will be giving the narration in today's account of my life as your most holy world leader of this shiny mud ball that I still like to call Earth, because the narrator has been forced to take the day off. Mr. Dodd was sleeping, but all of a sudden, thanks to Iraqi Radio 2, he was startled awake.
I can't believe I was woken up by that sodding alarm clock. If only Radio 2 was allowed to broadcast in Iraq. Because then I would stay in bed all morning listening to it while turning over in my sleep. But I must get up because something's bothering me in the back of my head. Something I just can't remember. I'll have to get dressed and take a bowl of cornflakes into my garage to investigate.
Mr. Dodd walks to his garage and finds things are a bit amiss.
That's funny. The door hasn't been forced in the middle of the night as usual. What was I working on? I just can't remember. There are parts everywhere across this garage. As I might have said before, my memory is starting to fail me in my old age. I found now that even when watching TV and staring at the adverts aimed at me from companies such as Stannis Stairlifts and Life Insurance, that they are useless, because I fail to remember the numbers to call for those irresistible products. I have their leaflets that drop out of every magazine. But what the hell is that? I didn't know I had a motorbike in here. And why the hell is there a calendar strapped to its seat? The postman already. He actually looks like the same one as yesterday. And now in a world of increasing anthrax deliveries, it's becoming unusual to have the service of the same postman in more than one day. I think something strange is afoot here. I'll have to pull open that front door and see if I can get the curtain to separate from the fringe of the door. Oh, what the fuck? What's happened to Baghdad? It doesn't look like anything that it did yesterday. The buildings across the street have magically reconstructed themselves, and the pavements are smooth and uncracked. And I can't make out any petty officers patrolling the streets. What can have happened to Baghdad? I couldn't surmise that these streets have magically depotholed themselves overnight. Well, I must get on the phone to his most holy world leader. Allah Jesus, there's no dial tone on this phone. What the hell is wrong with it? I got a new number and line, and I mailed the bill off. Maybe the bill got lost as it was going through interrogation. All mail is checked in Iraq. Maybe I accidentally wrote something blasphemous on it. Well, even the mobile that I've got in the drawer in the back of the bureau, it's showing as no signal and doesn't have any networks. I unfortunately will have to go to a call box, even though those Ba'ath Party civil servants who monitor every call are useless at getting the right number.
So Mr. Dodd, the idiot that he is, hasn't yet caught on to what's different about Baghdad, and goes outside to try and find a call box, only to discover that there aren't any.
These streets look so clean. Where the hell is the nearest geographically located call box? Have they all been ripped out? Maybe the residents who live next to them vandalised them because they were always being pranked. Or maybe mobiles are now legal.
When Mr. Dodd had wandered around the Baghdad city streets for the best part of half an hour, including a time period of at least 20 minutes when he had dropped his glasses onto the pavestones and spent a quarter of an hour trying to find them, during which time he was also pickpocketed without his knowledge. The foolish idiot then spent another 5 minutes scrabbling around on the floor trying to locate the loose change that had been lifted out of his pockets by that skilled pocket lifter. Then he came upon a street market.
Have you any water to sell me? I have become slightly thirsty.
That will be 1.10.
Well, that's cheap for a glass of water. Isn't it usually 50 points?
I don't make that in a week. I don't know what you are talking about.
Well, I've got a question to ask you. Is there a phone box near this market?
Come again? Well, what is this, this phone box? Are you a wizard? You are not talking sense. I have never even seen 50 points, let alone been able to charge it. You are suspicious. A gang of heavies from those stalls over there will make you feel forced to leave.
I don't know what's going on. I walked out of my house this morning, and the buildings of the city were up and were standing overnight. The streets were repaved, although there's still no electricity, just the same as before. But I can't see any pylons in the distance. and there are still no call boxes. I'll just go over to Baghdad Central Library. Well, that's strange. The last time I visited this library, it said Ibury. I think I'll just pop in there.
May I help you, sir?
Yes. Have you got in stock a book called Lord of the Rings by J.R.R. Tolkien?
I am sorry. I'll check the record slips. Who do you want me to look up? J.R.R. Tolkien? But I've never heard of that, so it's unlikely to be in this library.
Are you sure you haven't lent it to someone and then not heard from them again?
No, the records indicate it doesn't exist.
You sure you haven't had all your copies confiscated and put on a public bonfire for all to see?
Oh, no, sir. Why would you say that? After all, we are not a dictatorship. People can read what they wish as long as they read it quietly. Otherwise, they'll find themselves the wrong side of the bookcase.
It was written during the 1940s and was...
Sir, have you not checked the calendar recently? It's 1892. You must have been mad. We don't stock books from the future, and if we did, I would claim to have written them, and I would make a lot of money.
So that's it. Something's already coming back to me, thank you very much. All this time spent wandering the streets, wondering why buildings were suddenly wrecked, paving stones were uncracked, and people were free to go about their daily business, was because we're standing in Baghdad in 1892. I must have got here during my time machine that I invented. Something has come back to me through my haze of amnesia.
After discovering that he was actually walking around in Baghdad City in the year of 1892, he left the library in a hurry and knocked over an old-age pensioner returning 20 books, and then ran to a church.
Baghdad Church. It really is sanctuary. Finally, I can exercise my ecclesiastical leanings in Baghdad and not a makeshift warehouse of hidden weapons of mass destruction. I can now practice my religion in peace. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, our kingdom come, I will be done. Hallowed be thy name.
I am sorry, I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Why?
This is an Islamic church!
Later, just as Mr. Dodd tries to return to his house...
Sir, may I just ask, is that your house?
Yes, that is mine.
Well, I'm afraid I have to break into it. And your house is blocking the road, so if you don't move that motorbike off this garden in a matter of moments, I'll be forced to move it for you. And I'm going to rush the job.
But that could mean my motorbike could get in bad condition.
Well, I don't care. And I'm also going to have to ask you to nicely to kindly remove that house that I can only say you must have built overnight. Or a team of sledgehammer swingers will be walking up the path with wheelbarrows to catch the falling rubble of this squatting house, and they will be using their sledgehammers to put the glass through in the windows.
Are you the man who put this house here? My house is under that, and it ruins, you complete cretin! How did this house land on my house? My life savings are somewhere inside!
I had better get out of here. Good day to you all.
Don't get on that motorbike.
Adios. Where the hell should I go? I have an atlas in my glove box.
Just get back here! I'm gonna put a pitchfork in your contraption!
Get back here! I have something to say to you. And it starts with, you do not have to say anything.
There's no need for violence. It's not Saddam's regime yet. I think it's about time I left this time. Why didn't I invent a time machine with an ignition? I left the jumpstart leads in 2005.
Dodd finally gets the motorcycle going by banging on the speedo. That seemed to trigger something. In the works. Unfortunately, Dodd didn't look too closely at what the digital readout was saying.
Something really strange is happening. And my iron pants are crackling. And I don't know where I'm going. Through which portal I am flowing. All I can do is check the clock that is broken like a crock. It was busted in my bag, and it's now split open like a rag. I don't know when this infernal machine will stop, whether I will meet myself in time and cause my life to go a crop. Although when I end up, I'm not fussed. I might change something and cause history to go bust. I might meet Saddam before the regime, when Iraq was a happy-go-lucky place again. I might meet myself and stop myself becoming a high school teacher. I might even become a religious preacher. This motorbike is certainly not showing any signs that it is slowing. Alternatively, this contraption might have gone so wrong, I might really become older than a dinosaur. Or possibly go so far forward in time that the Earth might already be done for. Although only 100 years in the future would do for that now.
The next thing that Dodd remembers is the following.
Wake up, get off the roadside, I'm going to hold you in.
What, where am I? When the hell am I? Who have I become?
This leaves me no choice, you're under arrest, come with me.
Where is this?
I know you're a dropout drunk, but even you should be credited with that much knowledge. Welcome to Barcelona. I know the police station isn't much of a tourist hangout. In fact, the officers at this station have filled the windows in to stop any sun getting to those that don't deserve it, i.e. those rotting in a police cell for more than 24 hours, which just so happens to be most of the Spanish population. Now we're at war with Iraq. I would have rebelled, but I have a rather cushy job, so when I was offered a pay rise, I decided to enforce the new regime.
When Dodd got to the police station, he began to ask some rather strange questions.
Officer, may I see a calendar? I know my rights.
I know your rights as well, and they're pretty much non-existent. The scum we drag in here often ask to use the phone, but what they don't know is, the only number you can ring is the speaking clock.
Well, in that case, I would like to use my phone privileges.
Hey, has this shit I've been talking got in one ear and out of the other? I told you, you can't phone anything but the speaking clock.
As I said, I would like to phone home.
Mr. Dodd is allowed to use the phone, and is greeted by the familiar speaking clock. The time is stated in IDT, Iraqi dictated time. It is exactly 8 hours and 10 minutes, which is 3 hours and 40 minutes past work. The time was sponsored by Accurist.
Satisfied?
Yes, but you could never rely on dictated time. I notice that you're not wearing any watches.
Anything valuable has been confiscated by the state. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to take yours. If you want it back, I suggest you look through pawn shop windows in Baghdad for it.
Yes, feel free to take it, because I shan't be needing that again. It went haywire when I was travelling through time.
Excuse me, there is someone important in the front door. Just stay there and look down at the floor, please.
I'm sorry to bring so many today, sir, but can you hold these prisoners of war? They're starting to clutter up the detention centres we built near the battlefields.
Yes, certainly. How many will we have to hold?
There are 50 now, but more and more come every hour as the front lines are infiltrated.
We only have 2 cells left. I have 1 prisoner waiting to use one, and quite frankly, they were only built for 12 prisoners at a time.
A little word of advice. Just do what we do. Pile them on top of each other.
Okay, we will just require a couple of papers to be signed. Please step inside.
Rocky, is that you?
What are you doing here? Aren't you supposed to be on the battlefield?
I will return to the battlefield, but you will have to post bail and get me out of here.
Officer, you are lucky I don't report you back to his holy world leader and ask for your personal death penalty. Mr. Dodd here, that you've so carelessly arrested, is a major figure in Saddam's bath party.
Most humble apologies. Please spare my life. However, we will still require bail.
How much has it been fixed at?
Just a couple of million points, that's all.
We'll even at once. Rocky then brought out his submachine gun and shot Mr. Dodd's handcuffs off. They then left the police station with Mr. Dodd rubbing on a grazed hand. Just what are you doing here anyway? You know you're not supposed to leave the battlefield on pain of death. Near the battlefield, Rocky and a certain Mr. Dodd, who's warped through time, approached a bike which looked like it had seen better days. A group of Iraqi conscripts were standing around it trying to get it started.
What the Jesus Allah Joseph Butter? I don't remember inventing an invisible mirror.
What? Oh, fucking hell! There are 2 of you! I can't believe Saddam is into cloning. I might have been run through a photocopy at birth.
Let's get both of me out of here. I'll let you into a secret. In a few years from now, I'll actually discover a way to travel backwards in time. Because when you're looking at me, Rocky, you're looking through a time warp. In just a few hours from now, you will be the subject of a kamikaze.
And then the second Mr. Dodd said,
Well, I can't believe I'm that good, that I will be able to travel in time at will. But I can't believe how old I'm looking.
What about forwards?
There are still major glitches. Once I tried to put the time machine in forward mode, and a wasp landed on the handlebar. The time machine is a converted motorbike. I then awoke to find myself in deep space with the Earth long gone. Just before I asphyxiated, I wrenched the handlebar backwards and found myself in medieval times.
This is fascinating science fiction, Mr. Dodd, but I'm bored. What does it have to do with me?
Well, I have a proposition for you, Rocky. You and me could leave this battle and go back in time, just far enough to get to the moment before Saddam launched his first nuclear missile to the world. Just think, we could enjoy our old lives again, in the peace and tranquility of a free world. We just need to get back to Baghdad during the year of 1999. In fact, we could even go back to the hospital where Saddam was born, and I could cock up the birth.
Just before he launches the missile, I could take control by appearing in the control room.
Now, if I could just find my discarded bike.
I spotted a disheveled bike near the battlefield. Better get to it before any soldiers make up with it.
Yes, or I'll have to live through this fucking battle again.
Well, let's get out of here. I'm not going to give it a second thought.
Where are you going? I can't believe I've discovered a clone of myself and it's just upping and leaving. The Spanish are going down. We're beginning to overwhelm the Spanish. What's happening? Don't leave me alone on this battlefield. I'm just a scientist and wouldn't know what to do with this opposing army.
I'm sorry, but there's no way we're having two duds in the past. The peaceful civilization would be boring enough as it is without guns and explosions.
But weren't you going to take over?
Yes, now let's get this thing going, before we are defeated. Rocky and the present-day Mr. Dodd get back on that chronological motorbike and attempt to get back to the moment before I launch a nuclear missile that would set off a cataclysmic chain of events that would lead to my tyranny over the free world. Now remember, 1999. I think you're going to have to set this thing before the eclipse in August.
Yes, but unfortunately the digital display was broke. Don't push. Oh no, look, now look what you've done.
Then, after a blinding flash and glow, Dodd and Rocky appear back in Baghdad, and the digital display suddenly begins to work. What happens next causes me to get in such a temper that I order the destruction of what is left of what was once the capital city of the time, Baghdad.
I can't believe this cocked-up machine brought us back to the present time. Now, Rocky, I have to tell you this. If you hadn't come with me on this time machine... Shit, it's Saddam! Rocky, get down!
Dodd! What is this grubby bit of rust on wheels? Just to tell you, viewers, now I'm sick to the back teeth of this narrating. Since me and the conscripted army and the officials of the Ba'ath Party were able to get these rioting citizens under control so I could return to my new palace in Washington, who was it that I saw that broke out into the Baghdad streets like a sweat in my absence? And what the hell is that under that tarpaulin?
I would rather not reveal it. I was up for most of the night perfecting it, and I still wouldn't be sure of our safety if I was to try and operate it with standing in the immediate vicinity around it.
Do not forget for even one second that when I captured you from that high school, you were under duress. Any inventions that you came up with would be exclusively approved of by me, your most holy world leader, and would be beneficial only to the Iraqi Empire and the Ba'ath Party. And where were you this morning?
I might have to confess being in such an atmosphere of duress. This morning I had gone back in time.
That is a time machine! But that thing under there looks more like a motorbike!
I adapted it from an abandoned motorbike someone had ridden into the riot in Baghdad town centre. I found it abandoned up the side of a statue. Whereas it was a Ducati 500 series, it's now a Time Master 2000. The left handlebar changes the year and goes back in time, and the right handlebar changes the month and goes forward in time. The gear stick sets the rate of time travel. What used to be the first gear now corresponds to millennia. The fourth gear now sets you back centuries. The third gear knocks you back a decade, and by now, if you've studied the basic maths at elementary school, you should know what increments of time the second and first gears operate at. The digital speedo displays the year. If you run out of petrol, you'd better hope you're in a time zone that invented it, or that's where your eternity will be spent.
What about neutral?
If you put it into neutral, the motorbike suspends you in time.
You might be a so-called bright scientist, but you are still clinically brain dead sometimes. How do you unsuspend yourself?
I did feature a timeout on the time suspension in the natural gear mechanism. But since you're suspended, this might not work, and you will be suspended in time forever.
This thing might have a cock-up built into it, which will take you forward in time into your grave. But remember, if you fuck up any inventions that are supposed to be 100% perfect that you designed for the state, I won't hesitate to stick you in neutral on this motorbike, instead of using the more traditional execution chambers at the top of the hill.
I always thought that I would be shot by firing squad.
It will not be your honour. Firing squads are still too expensive, and once a bullet has dislodged itself into the back of your brain, you don't know anything about it. When I execute, I'll want you to know about it.
I will try not to get on your back and piss you off.
Yes, continue to try hard, very hard. Be on your guard, because one day soon, I am waiting for a certain moment. Then bow, room 101. It will not only be the last room that you ever see, but the last chair you ever sit down on. Mr. Dodd, my blood is boiling. This is the last time you'll be going back in time. If me and the secret police can keep up our efforts to keep you under close tabs on stopping you escaping physically, you only go and escape fucking chronologically. In a few minutes, the only way that you'll see that time machine again is if you invent another one and go back in time to see it when it hasn't been chopped into finer pieces than sawdust.
But if I were to go forward in time to when I invented this time machine and stopped myself, I might cancel myself out.
Yes, it is me, Vulcan. Just to let you know, I'll be checking up on you. If I see you with a calendar in your laboratory, I'll knock you into next week.
That's okay. I'll drive there. My laboratory is supposed to be secret.
Hi, everybody. How's it going? Who needs polishing off? I've got my gun. Good morning, Rocky. Aren't you supposed to be dead? Rocky! What the hell was I doing in the funeral, for fuck's sake? God, of all the fucking places that you had to go to in that time machine of yours, you only went back to Spain and brought back this piece of shit called Rocky. I would have gone back to King Arthur's time and sat on his round table. Now, Rocky, it's time for me to address you. You might not have realized this the split second you were alive before your plane kamikazes itself into a convenient building, which I have to confess was Barine's palace. But I ordered that plane to go on a collision course with the great runway in the sky. You might like to know that I ordered your destiny. And now that you've been lucky enough to have been brought back alive through a time portal, I will have no hesitation in doing so again. When I attended your funeral, it was once for fuck's sake. And that was hours spent sweating in a church while European countries were still enjoying their independence. In my opinion, you did fuck all to bring them to Iraq. Now someone else come forth to clean up this chronological mess. Hey, I'm the only assassin here. What can be the solution? I know. Vulcan.
Rocky, my name is Vulcan Raven. Nice to meet you. You are now dead. Again.